Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. And today we're going to talk about motivating yourself. What motivates you? What makes you get up in the morning and decide to challenge all of those different things that you challenge? What makes you motivated enough and self-reliant enough to believe that you can do the things that you want to believe in and that you believe that you can succeed at? Every day, we all get up and we have to deal with different demons, different devils, different things that get in our way, different people that don't come through for us, and different overall beliefs. Again, some beliefs are good, some beliefs not so good. Some beliefs that every day it's a pleasure to have, and some beliefs that haunt us and actually don't really stand as good guides to help us to reach the things in which we want to reach and to aspire for the true meanings of life and reason and faith and all of those different things. So today we're going to talk about some of those things. And we're also going to talk about keeping the faith, understanding that sometimes it's not only the people that you don't care about that get in your way and that don't care about you, but sometimes it's the people that you do care about that get in your way. And sometimes it's those people that don't understand. And, you know, just like you don't understand them, in a lot of ways they don't understand you. Sometimes the problem with the whole deal is fear. It's the fact that those people unknowingly but knowingly believe that you're going to outgrow them. And in some cases you may have outgrown them. However, what they don't understand is that even though you may have outgrown them, you're not trying to go without them. You're not trying to leave them out of the mix. You're not trying to remove them from your life. These are just some of the difficulties and some of the things that you have to deal with every day as you go through this thing called life. As you go through these trials and tribulations that everybody has to go through, but very few people truly understand. But understand that you're going through them is only in the end going to make you a better, stronger, and a better person. And also understand that you can't give up. You can't let those people stop you from moving forward, and you can't stop from believing that what you're doing is right, and knowing that in the end it'll be worth it, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter how much trial and tribulation you may go through. Because the one thing that none of us have forever is time. Time is an ever-ticking clock. And if you let the little things distract you from doing the big things, one day you'll find out that you don't have time for anything. And the time that you had to use, the time that was yours to take control, excuse me, and move forward in your life and in your goals has faded away. And you've allowed it to basically move on without you. You've allowed it and allowed other people through their confusion to cause you to now not be able to do anything. Why? Because you've allowed those people to guide you in a way that leads to basically the self-destruction of you all. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about creating and doing the things that you need to do to motivate yourself, and understanding that there's a lot of people that are going to stand in your way. There's a lot of people that don't share your dreams. There's a lot of people that don't understand your reasoning. And knowing that you've got to stay strong, you've got to keep doing the things that you're doing, so that in the end, everybody wins. instead of everybody losing. So, what motivates you? What makes your day? What guides you? What keeps you up in the morning? What makes you stay up later than everybody else and makes you work when everybody else is sleeping and makes you keep your path when each and every person around you is talking about it's too rough, it's too hard, it's not worth it? What is the thing that motivates you to stay focused, to stay on track, to keep doing and keep believing and keep standing for something when everybody else is falling for anything? What is it? Well, I guess the first thing you need to think of is, before you can motivate yourself, you must realize, before you can motivate anyone, you have to motivate yourself. You have to understand that what you're doing is worth it. You have to stand your ground. You have to believe in what you believe in and know that it's for the better good. And one of the reasons that it's for the better good is because in the end, you know it's not just for you. You have to motivate yourself. And how do you motivate yourself? You motivate yourself by answering these questions as you create a strategy to create a better you, to create a better world, to figure out what your reason is for living, for existing, why you were put here, understanding that it's not really just for you, but it's for a bigger thing. It's for a bigger goal. I guess the first question is, what are you passionate about? What is it that you want out of life? And a lot of people say that they want money. Really, it's more than money. It's far more than money. It's about getting the things that you want so that you can help all of the people that you want to help. It's not necessarily about the big car. It's not necessarily about being able to take people to dinner and buying trinkets and toys and things like that. So what is it that motivates you? What are you passionate about? What do you love to do? What would you do once you were able to do the things that you love to do? And how would you take those things to the next level? How would you get them to help you to progress as you grow and develop and do the things that you need to do? Again, for each and every person, the answer to that question is different. However, it's amazing how no matter how different the answers are, the end answer, the overall answer, the purpose of that for those people that are good at heart, for those people that want to help others, for those people that want to grow and develop as they learn and become better guardians, better stewards of the world, the answers are pretty much the same. The next answer is, the next question is, what juices you in life? What motivates you? What makes you get up and deal with the slings and arrows and the negative Neds and the negative Nellies and the non-positive and evil people that you have to deal with? Even those people that want you to believe that they're not evil, but they know in their true hearts that they are. What motivates you to deal with them, to take their negativity and not make it a part of your life, but to realize how you need to work around it, how you can get over it, and how you can take that negative information and not let it become a negative part of your life? So, again, what juices your life? What makes you happy? What gives you spirit? What keeps you going? Even when people around you don't believe in the same thing that you believe in, but you know that your goal, your point is real. You know that the things that you're pushing for are things that are going to help the whole, even though there's nobody next to you that understands why you're doing the things that you're doing, because they don't see the big picture. They can only see the commercial. They can't see the show. They can't see the end of the story. They can't see the mid part. They can only see what's happening now because their mindsets and their outlooks are so small. Again, that's truly what it is. Again, you may not agree with me, but if you think about it and if you actually live long enough, you'll see that what I'm saying is right. They're not seeing the big picture. The next thing is, what activities make you feel alive? All right, I'm not talking about drinking till you can't stand up anymore. I'm not talking about, you know, doing things that are counterproductive to your health, to your mind, and to your spirit and body. I'm talking about the things that truly matter. You know, I'm not talking about watching somebody else live their dreams, but actually, what are the things that motivate you to make you want to live your dreams? What are the things that motivate you to step up and step out, do the things that you need to do to help you develop, to grow, to become that force in reckoning, that spirit that can't be beat, that person that has the power to move the world. The only thing they have to do is believe that they can move the world, and they will. What is in you? What's that inner force that drives you? What's that inner force, that activity, that thing that makes you feel more alive than anything else? And you know that it's not just for you. It's for everything and everybody around you. And now, taking that particular thought into your mind, what's the next thing? What are you grateful for? What ways has life blessed you? What ways has life given you a gift? And why are you most grateful for those particular things? Be it that it's your children, be it that it's your spouse, be it it's that the overall contributions that you've made to the world at large. What is it that makes you you? What is it that gives you that edge, makes you different? Again, each of us has a gift. Each of us has a special gift, and each one of us is just that, special. We are granted with powers beyond our wildest beliefs, yet most of us will never experience a tenth of them. It's kind of like the mind. You know, they say that the average human being will never use more than, 5%, 10% of their brain? So what happens to that other 97%, that other 97% of wasted energy? The next thing is, what do you like more of? What would you like more of? What things, if you could change the world, if you could decide on what you could have more of in your life right now, what would it be? Would it really be things? Probably not. Would it be time with your family? Would it be, you know, the gift of being able to help somebody that you'd like to help, but right now, because of the fact that you don't have the money, you don't have the resources, you can't help those people now? What are those things that you would do that no one else would do? And why would you do them? Not for yourself. You would do them just to give back, just to repay someone that has actually extended a service or a courtesy to you. And just as a thank you to them, you would do it just for that reason. What are these things that you would like to do more of, that you would like to be able to share with other people? You know, would you go fishing with your grandchildren? You know, would you take your mother out to a special dinner, or would you fix up her house, or is there neighbors or other people that you know that are truly needed, and if you had the money, if you had the resources, you would gladly help them and would think nothing of it? You wouldn't even need anybody to thank you for it. You would just do it because it was the right thing to do, and you were in the position to make it happen. Again, what things, again, would you do more of? What type of altruistic things would you do for your community, for those around you, for the homeless, for the poor, for the needy, for the desolate? You know, who would you help? How would you help them? Would you stop at them, or would you just keep on and keep it on as much as you could, until every dime was gone? Would you spend your wealth and your riches actually helping others so that they could live a better life, so that you could help people that were truly, truly deserving to experience things that they can't experience now because of one little thing, a lack of money, a lack of finance, a lack of resources? Would you be the person that gives them those resources?
Would you be the person to answer their prayers if you had it like that, or would you waste it and squander it like many do right now that have basically what seems like endless resources that they don't use to anybody's benefit but themselves? Again, what would you do more of if you were in that position? Why aren't you in that position? Why aren't you right now doing the things that you need to do to help you to become that guardian angel, to become that savior to those that really need your help? Now, thinking of all of that right now, where are you right now? In your dreams, in your goals, in your future endeavors, in the things that you want in your life, in your reality. Where are you right now? Are you anywhere near where you expected to be with your life? Are you doing anything to correct that? What courses, what program are you on right now to help you to reach your goals? Is it all about you, or is it about other people? Are you giving back? Are you using your talents to help those around you to realize their potential, to help them grow themselves, and in turn helping you grow you? Why? Because none of us lives in a vacuum. Each and every one of us, as I said before, has a gift, the ability to give. Where are you right now? Are you anywhere near where you should be? Are you anywhere near you want to be? Do you have a plan? Are you working that plan? And of that plan that you're working, is it getting you where you need to be? Is it truly a plan that's going to get you there, or is it just a happenstance, some things that have happened? Do you deserve the things that have happened to you thus far? Or has it just been that luck? Has it just been fortune that's fallen on you? Are you living on borrowed time? And has that borrowed time been granted to you by somebody? Are you giving someone else the opportunity to experience the same stuff that you've experienced? Again, there's an old saying, by the grace of God go we all. And with that in mind, where are you going? What are you doing? How are you using your skills to get to the next level? What would it take to get you from where you are to where you want to be? Would you have to go back to school? Would you have to humble yourself to other people? What would you need to do right now to get you where you say you want to be? And do you really want to be there? Are you really willing to do what's necessary to get you to the next level? Or are you just faking? Is it all a game? Are you living a life of delusion? And you actually have no plans, no idea, and no drive to get where you want to get, to reach these levels that you say you want to reach, to do these things that you want to do. Do you have a low self-esteem? Are you chasing around stuff? Are you blaming your parents who are no longer here, or your parents who raised you to the best of your ability for the fact that you don't have things now? Understand that everybody's life has preordained paths. However, in each one of those paths, you have a major choice, and those choices are going to dictate where you end up in life and how life ends up working out for you. And understand that your efforts, or your lack of efforts, your lack of action, or your non-action, actions and non-actions, are going to dictate whether you're going to find success now and in the future. Understand, if daddy left you, you leave it alone. If mommy left you, leave it alone. Who's in control of your life right now? You. Who's the captain of your ship? Who's steering your rudder? You. It's nobody else's fault. It's nobody else's responsibility. The responsibility is yours. Take responsibility and do what's necessary. Understand that everything happens for a reason. Understand that if some things didn't work out, that maybe it's time for you to reevaluate those things that didn't work out and move to the next level. Stop blaming the world for all of the things that have gone wrong in your life. Why? Because they've gone wrong in your life because you've made some choices. All right? You've chosen wrong, or you've chosen right. Also understand that depending on what would have happened, if you may have made another choice, your life could be worse than it is now. Take that information, take those failures and turn them into successes. Realize that in everything that we do, there's a certain pattern of things. And if we take those and use those as markers to get us to the next level, then we're going to develop. We're going to grow. We're going to live our dreams. And we're going to become the people that we truly were meant to become. But also understand that that whole scenario, that whole story is totally up to you. And again, you are in total control of what happens. You are the architect of your canvas. You are the person building your structure. You are the person that is going to make either you become great. It is totally up to you. You have to understand that the only person that's steering that ship is you. You need to understand that the only person that is truly in control of your life and your destiny is you. So with that in mind, let's start taking some steps to move ourselves forward, to start realizing the realities that are in front of us and understand that each of us has endless opportunities and endless chances to become more than we are. But only by taking action and by doing the things that we need to do will we get there. Again, there are many roads in your journey. There are many paths that you can choose. Are you choosing the right ones? Are you choosing the right ones for you? Are you taking responsibility for your life and the things that go on within your life and around your life? What would you have done, what would you have to do on a daily basis to get you where you want to be? Sorry. What would you do? What's necessary? What's required? Laying up with your husband or your girlfriend or your significant other, is that going to make you get to where you need to be? Is that going to prepare you for the opportunities that are going to present themselves tomorrow? Are you going to be ready for those opportunities? Are you going to be in the position to take advantage of all of those things that could happen? Or are you just going to be able to have to stand back and go, wow, if I'd have done this, wow, if I had done that? Are you going to be even more bitter than you are now because you failed to do the things that you needed to do today to secure those things for your tomorrow? Again, these are choices that you make consciously or unconsciously. Be aware of what's going on around you and then make the correct choices. Do the things that you need to do. What new skills will you need to learn to get you where you need to get? What are they? Again, only you know. What courses could you take? What courses have you put off? What delays have you made that are holding you back from realizing your dreams, from realizing the true meaning of why you're here? What could you maximize your existing resources? All right? How could you maximize your existing resources? How could you take what you have and then use it better so that you get more out of it? What gifts do you have? What abilities do you have that you're not even slightly touching, you know, the edge of? What resources do you have at your disposal that you're taking for granted and not using to get you where you need to get? Again, each of us has different qualities, different special skills, different talents. Are you letting those talents go to waste? Are you letting those resources go untapped, unused, so that you're not reaching your potential? Are you not pulling your weight? Are you waiting for somebody else to give 50% so you can give 50% instead of you giving 100% and then knowing in your heart and your soul that you're giving 100% of you? Are you blaming other people for not having your skills or your talents instead of using their skills and your talents and your skills to reach your particular goal? Are you waiting for someone else to answer the call when you have all of the skills you need to answer the call? Are you blaming someone else for your unhappiness, for your misery, for your self-fulfilling prophecies that you've already programmed and then are
watching and making come to reality? What additional resources do you need? Of the resources that you're not using, what are the resources, of the resources that you do have, what are the resources that you're not using? And then not using them correctly. Are you not helping your partner to move on to where they need to move on to by doing your part? Again, are you waiting for someone else to hand you the ball instead of you going to get it? Are you waiting for somebody to ask for the ball instead of you handing it to them? The play, the game is in play. We are on the field. Are we playing together? Are we playing as a team or not? What's the deal? What are your goals? What's your end drive, motivator? What do you plan to get out of life? What do you want out of life? Do you want anything out of life? Are you willing to put forth the effort necessary? Today's show is all about questions, and all of the questions are to you. What do you want to do? What do you want out of life? What would living fully every day mean to you? What would you do if you couldn't fail? What would you do if every dream that you wanted was in your reach and all you had to do was actually reach for it? Here's a secret. Every dream that you want is within your reach. Everything that you say that you want, everything that you think you deserve, it's right there for you. It's waiting for you to reach up for it, to reach out your hands and go, I want that, and I'm willing to do what's necessary to get it. For you to step up to the table and stop waiting for someone else to hand you the sugar, hand you the butter, hand you whatever it is that you're not willing to reach across the table and get. Or all you have to do is get up on your own 2 feet and go to the other side of the table and actually acquire on your own. Again, are you living life to the fullest? Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest influencers of all time share common traits, and they are a drive towards a higher purpose, a passion, presence, inspired by a vision, responsibility for their own future, and not a victim of their circumstance. Confidence, unselfishness, innovation, resourcefulness, preserving a spirit and a belief in themselves, certainty, energy, and an energetic mindset. They constantly push for whatever it is that they want to push for, and they have a magnetism. That magnetism helps them to reach that goal. That mindset helps them to reach that goal. That drive helps them to meet that goal and to reach that goal. That will to succeed, that will to step forward, that will to be part of life and to not just let life happen, to not be a victim. Again, to not be a victim of circumstance. These are people that live a life because they decided to make that life theirs and take advantage of it. Life is about action, positive action, all right? Also understand that no action, again, ladies and gentlemen, some people may not agree with me, but life is an action. Even no action is an action. Don't be a victim. Don't sit there waiting for the world to come to you. Don't cry and whine and, again, worry about stuff that you can't change. Worry about the things that you can and do something about it. Actually, don't worry about it. Take action. Move yourself forward by doing the things that you need to do. Again, life is what happens while you're waiting for whatever it is you're waiting for to occur. Take control. Take charge. Stop whining and stop looking for somebody else to fix your problems and fix them yourself. I want to thank you for listening. I'm sorry that we didn't take any callers today, but understand that you are in full control of your happiness, your joy, and your future. Move forward and make your reality just that, a reality by taking charge of your life and doing the things that you need. Thank you very much for listening to the Zurian Show, and as always, we wish you the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and we hope that everything works out for you and yours. Again, life takes action. Take care, be well, and live the best life that you can live. Take care, be well. Know that you can do it. Believe in your fit, in yourself, and do what's necessary, and good things will happen. All you have to do is try. Take care.